until this moment, I thought it was a good thing that a listener had alerted you, Shime, that it was National One Hit Wonder Day. But
Greg,
no.
Don't be jealous. That song slaps.
Yeah, that song hits.
You know what? What was the talking point you brought up earlier, Wiggy? What was the most meaningful or legendary one-hit wonder of all time?
No, who is the most legendary one-hit wonder artist or band
of all time
that we still recognize?
It might be that song. It might be Lou Vega.
But I'm not talking about the song. I'm talking about the person who did it.
Yeah, that might be. You said it was Vanilla Ice.
Yeah, I think if you pulled up 1,000 people, yeah, they would know him.
Now, I would argue, and this is from a texter,
mm-hmm,
great point, that Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give You Up, which led to countless Rick rolls all, mm-hmm, across the country.
Spoiled upcoming rejoin, but that's okay. We can pivot.
Fine. No, I would argue that might be what? The most prominent one-hit wonder of all time.
I would like to arrest Lou Bega because that song offended me.
Is it Bega or Vega?
I said Bega.
Bega. Bega. Bega.
Well, in Spanish, the V is also a B, so you could be accurate.
Yeah, right. Courtney knows that.
And Bay W is Doble Bay.
Right.
I can't believe you like that song.
Well,
Courtney.
I think it came out during a time where I was getting into music and bopping around in the car. I remember being so jealous that my name wasn't the one of the girls' names in the song. I was so jealous of the Jessicas out there.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, Shime, I'm taking requests on a one-hit wonder Wednesday. But back to the news. Oh, this is interesting. When it comes to being...
Your stomach's growling.
Mine is?
Yeah.
Well, I don't have any food. I don't have any fruit. I don't have any cucumbers. I don't have anything.
Gosh.
Seems like a you problem.
When it comes to...
I was told when I was young and not too small that I had a lot on the farm when I told people I was hungry. It was very offensive.
When it comes to the middle class here in Massachusetts, you may be shocked.
Shocked.
By the new data, which indicates how much you can make and still be middle
considered,
class.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's new data, and we can start nationally just to compare.
Yeah.
Because according to the Census Bureau, middle class households nationally earn between $53,740 and $161,220.
That's still surprising.
That is surprising.
You can make $161,000 and still be considered middle class.
Correct. But here in Massachusetts, it's between $71,000 and $213,000 is considered middle class.
Wow.
The only state that's higher across the country is Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Mississippi is the lowest.
Curtis, you know what she meant.
I agree.
District of Columbia?
Yeah.
Right.
Not a state.
Oh. Come on. You know what
it's
I meant.
I
get it.
What is it? It's not a state.
It's a commonwealth.
It's a district.
A district.
It's a commonwealth.
They're a district. Virginia also
a commonwealth,
right?
If you're wondering.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Well. But anyway, okay, so you can make 230 grand and still be middle. Considered
213.
Middle class. 213, because it's so expensive.
Yeah.
Mississippi is the lowest, 36,707, between that and 110,000.
Yeah. That's why I want to go to the SIP.
All right.
Yeah. We now have a nerd in the news.
Oh, excellent.
The Greg Hill Show presents Nerds in the News. In the news.
All right, Shime, this is for you.
Yeah, you're going to love this one. A 7-year-old boy in England was named Loki Skywalker Mowbray.
By his parents.
After
what a horrible thing to do to a child.
He was born on Star Wars Day.
Okay.
So they thought it was a good idea. It was pretty cool until the family went to get him a passport to go on vacation in the DR this October. The Home Office, which is in charge of the nation's immigration, security, and law and order, denied the passport, claiming it couldn't print Skywalker because of Disney's copyright of the name.
Well, that's ridiculous. If the kid can be named it, then they ought to be able to
get it. And it's not like they're making money off of it.
Right.
Correct.
Right.
They were told to change the name or get permission from Disney. Now, this story broke, and several news outlets reached out to the Home Office. And then they changed their tune.
Oh,
so the boy did get the passport.
Oh, that's good.
But to go through all of that, I guess they didn't say the name of the daughter, but their daughter is named after a Game of Thrones character.
Really?
Yeah.
That's just stupid.
I mean,
why?
That is dumb. What do you mean, why?
Your first job as a parent is to not make the child's life more cumbersome than it needs to be.
Right.
It's
hard when picking names because you can really do a lot of damage to a kid.
Sorry, people don't want to go with Bill and Tom. Like, it's every time.
But there was
that's the only option.
Loki Skywalker?
Right.
Give me a break.
Why not?
I bet when he's growing up, he's going to be kind of cool.
Loki? I saw a guy on the news today. His name is Dr. Thor Stein. No, those are two separate words.
Very cool.
Thor Stein. Thor. No, like stop it. Dude. I saw a woman on social media. People were coming for her because she named her daughter Don Julio Demer. Like, stop
it. The lady's a tequila drinker. What's wrong
with
that?
And likes the, what is that, the Demer, is everybody saying now?
Demure.
Like, stop it. Stop. It's like, what did stupid Elon Musk, Musk name his kid, like X or something?
Yes.
Or just a, like, stop it. Because the kid's going to get bullied when he's in school. Just give a kid a normal name. Like, you don't have to go, you want to get a little funky? All right. But don't be naming your kid like, you know,
How did you decide on your names with Talina?
Well, my son is named after me.
Yeah.
She then really liked, we wanted to keep the Jaden with a J. We really like Jaden. And our daughter's named Takeda after her sister who passed away. Mm-hmm. That's how we did it. My mother named me Jermaine after Jermaine Jackson.
Well, wait a minute. Wait, okay, so now you're a giant hypocrite.
Jermaine is a
normal
name.
It's okay for her to name you after one of the Jackson
Five. Yeah, that's fine. I got no issues with that.
Somebody can't name, like, Santo and Courtney can't name somebody after a character.
Hagrid.
Tyrion.
Right. No, because...
Actually, I was thinking Albus Dumbledore.
Oh, Albus would be cool.
Albus.
That's Draco.
That's what Fanto and I want to go with.
Draco.
Severus.
I think...
Name your kid after a gun?
No, if we get another dog, we're going to do Draco.
Isn't Draco dragon?
Draco Malfoy?
Yeah, no. But like Wiggy said, after a gun. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Draco originates from a Latin word, doesn't it?
You might want to jump on Urban Dictionary and Google Draco.
Well, that's if I have a Harry and a Draco, people are going to understand.
But I like Jermaine Jackson, okay, I get it. Like, are you going to name your kid Thanos after, you know, and say, well, it's a movie character.
And here's the thing, Wiggy. Like, if you love these names, change your name to them. Give your son or daughter a name that they would not be mocked for. And then when they turn 18, if they don't like their name, they can change it. Yeah. It's not a tool for you to be continuing your hobbies in the name of your child. It's not about you. God.
This is Paul from Uxbridge. What's up, Paul?
All right. Morning, folks. I love you all. Courtney, I have a sincere question for you. At what age is this kid's name going to be cool? And I'm saying that because my initials were PP, and I had a desk at the principal's office through sixth grade. So answer me that.
Paul, my last name's Cox, so you can imagine... The jokes I got, but Skywalker, I just think if you're in middle school,
especially if it's a middle name, who cares?
Yes, agree. Yes,
I can't wait to meet young.
You should see his lightsaber.
What's worse, naming a kid Loki or naming a kid Frederick? Right. Like, come on!
Oh, what a ricochet shot!
Yeah, my uncle's name was Fred. I was almost named Frederick. I would have hated my parents.
Oh, your name is Chris. I mean, that's fine. That's a very popular name.
Yeah, it's very
people
Manila.
Call you Shime or Flex Time Shime.
Very mid, if you will.
I can't wait to meet your new son, Reddit Shime.
No, wouldn't name it Reddit. I'd name it after a character. I already have a name picked out. It's fine.
How excited are you that Jake Knapp is a huge gamer when he comes on the show tomorrow?
Golfer and a gamer, right up my alley.
Right?
I can give him points about gaming. He can give me points about about golfing. It's a win-win.
Wait, we just went right past Shime saying he already has a name.
I know. What's
for
the
his
name?
Child.
Oh, yeah, I would have a name.
What is it?
Grayson.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. I think about that Dink at Duke.
Yeah, it's named after my favorite comic book character of all time.
See? Grayson.
See, that's an issue.
Would you call him
not.
Gray?
It is.
Yeah.
What about for a girl?
I mean, Grayson can go both ways, can't it?
Oh, yeah, I guess
you could. I mean, it can be. I think it is. If you like, we chose a unique name for Brees.
Mm-hmm.
That was my mom's maiden name, Brees.
That works, though.
But
it's
it
unique.
It can be that when kids are little, they don't love the fact that they have a unique name. But I think when they get older, they do. But it's not. That name is not based on a comic book character or a film character.
But a comic book character is a literary character that influenced my life.
So
why can't I name it after that?
Would you name, if you were a diehard Wolverine fan, would you name your kid Wolverine?
If you were a huge Tom Sawyer fan, you couldn't name your kid Sawyer? Like, that's kind of a dumb logic.
But Sawyer is an actual name. Like,
so is Grayson.
No, Grayson, I'm cool with, but Wolverine is not a name.
Yeah, you wouldn't name it Wolverine. You'd name him Logan, which is a normal name.
But maybe somebody might like the Wolverine character better than the Logan character.
Okay, then let them name him
Wolverine.
Like
you said, who's the name in the kid at Harry Potter? What?
Draco.
No, the kid's name from Harry Potter that you said that this person.
That's Harry.
No, not Harry. Whatever the weird.
Dumbledore?
Yes.
Albus Dumbledore.
Albus Dumbledore.
Like, it's just stupid. Stop. I feel bad.
I mean, one of my girl names is Blair and Gossip Girl.
Yeah, but Blair is a name that's been around forever. Like, it's a name of an actual, like, person. Like,
how many names do you have for kids?
I probably have, like, 8 girl names.
Really?
If we are lucky enough to have a boy one day, it would be Santo.
Oh,
but he would go by Drew or Court.
Drew?
Yeah, quadruple.
Quadruple or Court for Quart. But it's cool because Court, C-O-R-T, would be my name, basically.
So no, but I thought you said if it's a boy, it's going to be Santo.
Yes, but like Santo's dad and grandfather go by Sam.
Uh-huh.
Santo could have gone by Trip because he's the third.
I'm like, how does Santo? How does Trip work with
what?
Santo?
How's the market this morning, Trip?
I know.
Like, what?
Rivers Santo had 16
trip.
Trips.
Like, when you look at him.
Well, why not just name him Trip?
Because it's a
great
family
sweater
name.
Game trip.
It's a family name.
Pull the car around front. Trip needs to go back to boarding school.
Trip, do you remember that one time you flew business class?
So does Santo's dad go by double?
No.
Dub?
No, he goes by Sam.
Trip.
Junior?
But he's the second.
Yeah, you don't have to. We would decide to go by a nickname for the fourth.
So,
Trip, you've been yelling at the help again. It's a real problem.
So, Quad, get your ass in here, boy.
No, it would be Drew for quadruple, but it would be, I think we would go with
Quad. Oh, you're going to go with the Drew instead of the Quad.
Correct.
Instead of the.
This is Steve from Manchester.
And I'm not expecting.
What?
I'm not expecting. People think that was an announcement.
No, they think, no. You just have the names ready.
Yep.
Like you have 12 outfits picked out for tomorrow morning.
You have your go bag ready for the hospital.
I have a few outfits picked out for tomorrow morning.
You do, yeah?
Yeah.
You love the live shows.
I do.
Yeah, you're bread and butter.
Yeah,
really.
I mean.
This is Steve from New Hampshire. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Greg. Comment for you, but Shine, real quick. Rick Astley is not a one-hit wonder, so don't you dare.
Okay.
Take him off the list.
Good flex, Steve.
Greg, Greg, been listening to you literally your entire career since I was 18 years old. I remember the day you told the listeners that you were naming your son Brees, and you got absolutely roasted for it.
100%.
Just want to remind you that.
100%. And Brees would tell you that when he was younger, it was at times an issue because none of the teachers would say, they'd read it as Brees.
That's what I did the very first day I was on the show.
Brees.
I called him Brees, and you're like, no, it's Brees.
Right. But I think character building wise, a unique name can help to, you know, create a individual who can overcome being mocked.
They're either going to be tough or they're going to be...
Especially if it's a family name. Like, anybody that would make fun of Brees when it's a family name, that's dumb. That's the same thing. When people say something to Santo about his name, it's a family name.
Yeah, but Santo's a common name, too, though. You know what I mean?
Is it?
Yeah.
How many Santos do you know?
I mean, it's a common name.
Two.
How many do you know?
I know Santo.
Okay, so there you go.
But you don't think it's a common name?
How many Gregs do you know?
I only know Greg Hill.
No.
Until the Hall family ripped us off, I had never heard of another Brees. And so the Halls clearly stole that from me when it comes to the NFL parents.
Huh?
All right. Anything else?
We do, if you would like.
Yeah. Like, what is it?
Well, we got to do the Pringles.
Oh, yeah. We got to get to the Pringles story.
Greg, follow along.
Sorry.
The complaints about shrinkflation are back.
Oh, they are.
And the latest perp seems to be Pringles.
Oh, boy.
This is a big thing on TikTok. People are saying that the bags are the same size, the cans are the same size, but the product inside is not as much. And Pringles seem to be going down in the cans. So here is Aaliyah Jaded on TikTok explaining.
I've seen a lot of people talking about shrinkflation recently. I've got a hot take. Pringles used to be bigger. And this isn't a whole, oh, you were just like younger and now you're bigger, so they feel smaller. I've been the same height since I was 13. This is like a within the last 5 to 7 years.
Have you experienced this?
I have with popcorn.
Less product into the food products that you're buying?
Yes.
Really?
Popcorn, yeah. Like smart food?
Yeah.
Is
like
there's
a half
nothing
a bag or something like that?
Less than that.
Mm. Yeah.
Chips have always been like that though, for whatever reason. You always
smart food used to be full though, because popcorn, it was like, I mean, that's a cheap thing to make.
I feel like they started doing this like the last time I legit went to a movie theater was probably right before the pandemic, but they were doing it at the movie theater with like Butterfingers, where there was like the package was huge and there were like two Butterfingers in the
thing. Well, yeah, because they just want to charge you a ton of money
for
them.
Yeah, but now they're doing like every. Are you experiencing a chime when you're buying products? Or
well, so I don't. Not as yes. When it comes to chips, I would say yes. I mean, I haven't bought many chips lately.
Right.
But those packages,
yes, you can see it. Like when you walk through the chip aisle and you see the Tostitos, you can see that like half the bag is just air.
But it's always been like that, especially with like you're talking about the candies in the bags. You know, whether it's the Raisinets or whether it's the Reese's Pieces that they put it, or M&Ms. It's like half the bag or half the package that they come in is empty. So yeah.
Do you know what's obscene is what it costs now for like a bag of pretzels or a bag of Tostitos? I went to the corner store last week. I got a bottle of water and a bag of Tostitos. It was $11.75.
Yeah.
You want to know what they don't shrinkflate though, Greg? Ice cream, always filled to the brim. When you grab a quart of ice cream, it's right up to the top.
This is Dave from Nashua. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Greg, how's it going?
What's up?
Wiggy, I want to give you some props because you nailed it the other day when Courtney said she was going to the mall. And then yesterday you look at her Instagram, $450 shoes, and there's like a little link to it as well.
Those were gifted. Thank you, Dave. Didn't get them at the mall.
Well, that's what that was all about.
So no, that wasn't. Actually, I haven't posted what I did at the mall yet, but thank you for following.
Oh, so you went to the mall just for personal?
I did do some personal shopping, but right. I went there for a deal.
She
actually went there to take.
But it wasn't those boots he's talking
about. She took a mirror image at the Sharper image store in their window that showed her boob.
Yeah.
That's why she went there.
Yep. You'll have to wait and see.
By the way, if you get down there early today, Greg, great mall walk at Foxwoods.
Really?
Big sort of, what is it, outlets mall there.
Oh.
Somebody said, Courtney, somebody who lives in the Connecticut area who listens to the show said you should go to Jonathan Edwards, who's an artist, has a winery on the way right near Foxwoods.
Okay.
So maybe a stop there on the way down or something before we get down there. I like Foxwoods. I honestly might be my favorite casino.
Really?
No disrespect to the
I hate to drive
to the Wynn people, but
I've only been once, but I've never stayed overnight. Are we getting together tonight as a team?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah, we
I'm
have
very
a little
excited.
Event to go to this evening.
Oh, okay.
I think at the DraftKings spot that's there at Foxwoods.
And,
yes.
Also, speaking of ice cream, big day tomorrow in your neck of the woods.
Oh, that place opens up?
Van Leeuwen opens up tomorrow.
That's
I believe it's Dollar Scoops.
Really?
Yep.
Wait,
what is
a Dollar Scoops place?
Yes. And
well, it's not Dollar Scoops all the time tomorrow.
It's a real problem. It is literally in my courtyard right outside of my door. And there's also...
Well, that's where Ocean Prime is. You're there every day
anyway.
Yeah,
but you don't have to... It's not ice cream. Yeah.
I never would have lost weight.
I will... That place is going to be taunting me. Like sitting there taunting me every day.
Van Leeuwen.
What's it called?
Van Leeuwen. There's one in Chestnut Hill. It was in New York. That's the only time I've ever had it. It's some of the best ice cream I've ever had. If you look, you got to look up the menu.
Van Leeuwen?
Yeah.
Chestnut Hill, the seaport in Adams, Mass.
They have a flavor that is brown sugar cookie dough.
Really?
It is one of the best ice cream flavors I've
ever
had.
It opens up when? Tomorrow?
It opens up tomorrow.
Oh. And there's also a bagel place that's opening up, which you told me is...
Pop-up bagels.
That's what it's called?
Yeah.
And you said you know bagels.
Yes.
You know burning bagels.
I do.
But you said it's an unbelievable bagel place.
Yeah, and it's one of those bagel places that you really don't have to toast them because they come out like warm, and they give you these big tubs of some of the best cream cheese. Seaport's getting a lot of places. There's like a new coffee shop that just opened up yesterday, like a French coffee shop.
There's like there's like that Blue Bottle coffee place. Like, I don't need to pay $40 for a cup of coffee.
Right.
Like, I'm a Dunkin' Donuts.
$12 for ice cream.
Just pay $200,000 to park your car.
Yeah, this ice, Van Leeuwen is expensive. Are you looking at the flavors, though?
I'm looking at the flavors. Yeah. I'm like, damn, you guys are just complaining about how expensive everything nowadays is, but you're running over to Van Leeuwen.
Well, that's why I said tomorrow's dollar scoops.
And you know what's so crazy? Until we had the Twitch chat, I never knew that convenience stores were more expensive than general stores. Have you ever spent $12 for a bag of chips and a 20-ounce water in your entire life?
No.
Okay. The defense rests.
Chocolate caramel cheesecake. That looks good.
Flavors are really good.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, Wiggy, I wonder if Michael Schlau is going to bring that ricotta appetizer, because I think that was the happiest I've ever seen you.
Yeah, you love that, Wiggy.
Yeah, that was a good one.
This is Buzz the Pilot. Hello, Buzz.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up?
Nice show today, but this is a rare thing. I got to call out Shime. Okay, I'm a third-generation Hood employee family.
Yeah.
And one of the first things that started being shrunk were ice cream containers. Yes, the container is full, but how many ounces are in a half-gallon, Shime? They started reducing the size of the containers. You can't buy a half-gallon of ice cream.
Interesting. Mm. I didn't know this. Fair enough. I stand corrected. Thank you, Buzz.
Mm. Anytime, guys. Keep it up. The good work. See you at Newport.
Okay.
Not a lot of flavors at this Van Leeuwen, though.
Right.
Yeah, there's not, you know.
And the dollar scoops is only if you come in with the Canada Goose jacket.
No.
How relatable.
There's only 17 flavors.
That's there's a Neiman Marcus pop-up?
Huh?
That's a good amount.
No, it isn't. Go to any... What's the ice cream called?
JP Licks?
No, the other one. 36 flavor ice cream. Which one's that?
What?
What's the one with 36
flavors? Baskin-Robbins.
Baskin-Robbins. Yeah. 17 flavors?
I mean, the Ben & Jerry's.
Not even half.
Wiggy, it's like in the courtyard of it's a tiny little place.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. You should have multiple, like.
Yeah.
I bet that JP Licks has like 20 flavors, and I bet that Seaport has around that, too.
They look down on JP in the Seaport.
I go to Richardson's. I go to Real Ice Cream. I don't go to JP Licks.
Yeah. Good call.
What?
Yeah, JP Licks is good.
But I need multiple flavors. I need like 40 flavors.
Oh.
I got to look up at the menu and go, whoo, man.
I'm glad that there's not that many, because whatever people order with you, you criticize. Like when I bought everybody ice cream in Florida and you made fun of me for like an hour about
that. Well, because you got old people ice cream.
I got coffee.
That was an amazing moment. Courtney's like, guys, I haven't been able to pay for anything. Everybody's gotten something else. Can I take you to get ice cream?
Cool.
We go get ice cream and Wiggy is just attacking her.
No, I'm just like, she got old people ice cream.
She did.
I mean, just say
it's,
you got
it's,
old.
It's Jalen Brown's favorite, too, with the old man shoes, yes. As Shime called his new shoes.
I got coffee. I put some Oreos in it. It was delicious.
Coffee Oreo ice cream is
really good.
Undoubtedly delicious.
And having it as a frap, even better.
Did you have to take your teeth out before you ate it?
Why is Jalen Brown's new sneaker brand called 741?
I don't know.
So, well, doesn't he have seven?
Is that the area code where he's from?
Well, he's from Atlanta.
You mean, what is he, Pitbull?
No, but
Greg, it's like a common thing. No,
Atlanta. He's from Atlanta, and Atlanta doesn't have 741 as an area code.
Is that what he was from the floor shooting threes in the playoffs? 7 for 41.
It's got to be some. Doesn't he have seven? Isn't like seven part of his juice line collection?
Seven's also his number, isn't it?
Yeah, seven. Yeah, right, but where's the 41?
In the Twitch chat, somebody says it's the average bedtime of anybody who's buying his sneakers. 7:41 p.m.
Nailed
it. It's true. Yeah. Show the laces.
I like them. I don't think Shine
like
said
too.
They're old people sneakers.
They are.
I don't think they are.
They look awful.
When you
I'm
don't
sorry.
Show the laces, Greg, that's always an old person look.
Yeah, when did we stop, like, I don't know, bringing things to focus groups? Like a group of normal people would have
sure
said that
did.
Shoe doesn't look great.
Yeah.
I'm sure he brought that to a
like,
focus group.
I think there are actually laces behind that cover-up. Show the laces.
Well, he's wearing them in games and in practice. So, yeah, they have to have laces.
Oh, well, no, not all shoes have laces.
To play in a basketball game?
Yeah. Still not all shoes have laces.
In football, the Nike cleats don't have laces.
Different.
This is Pat.
They're
Pat,
tighter.
Good morning.
Hey, guys. Curtis, you just triggered me, man. I live in Franklin, Mass., how do I get to the seaport without spending $200 just to get there? What, like, how do you do it?
It's impossible.
What are you talking about?
It's actually that way for a reason.
It's one of the most.
You're not allowed to go unless you can spend $500.
It's literally one of the most affordable neighborhoods in the entire. You can get anything you want there for $10.
Greg, stop. You're making too many jokes. I can't hit the rim shot.
Go to Frank Anthony's. Get yourself a wrap.
You're not getting up for $10.
The Seaport District, which is almost all white, no African Americans there at all.
Really isn't.
Very exciting in your neighborhood as well. I mean, it's already sold out, unfortunately, but they're doing like a Harry Potter binge in the month of October at Alamo.
Oh, really? Oh, don't tell Wiggy that.
Oh, hey, one other thing. I was on one of those advertising tests like 20 years ago.
Yes.
It was about different flavors of beer, and it was awesome. I want those back, man. I want to be one of those guys.
Survey
them? Like a test group where they watched you. Did they watch you from the reversible mirror where you couldn't see that they were behind you?
Oh, I want to be in one of those, too.
Focus group?
Yes. All right. Well, anyway. We are way off.
Oh, I actually just looked here. It's $72 acai bowl day.
Oh, that's what Greg got yesterday.
You got that in Southie.
I did. I'm a huge,
oh, so it was only $52 instead of $72?
Huge acai bowl guy.
Yep.
There's no way those are as healthy as they say because they're so good.
They are so good. But it's really fruit.
Granola. Do you put peanut butter on yours?
I do put the homemade peanut butter at what's
Bamboo Juice Bar.
Bamboo Juice Bar. And they do the pup cups with the peanut butter for bullets.
Yes. I love how 5 years ago nobody knew what acai bowls were. They were just going into a regular supermarket and getting
Do you know what acai is?
I have no idea what it is.
Well, why don't you do a little research?
Well, so what is it?
It's a berry. Very healthy berry.
So why not go into
superfood?
So why not go into a grocery store and for $5 you can get the little fruit cups that have berries in them?
What's the difference? Like, what's the difference if because I go to a place and get one? That's
no, because
pre-made?
You're paying out the ass.
I don't care about paying out the ass.
Right, that is obvious.
I don't care.
Well, you're talking to a guy that lives in the seaport.
You're only doing it because the influence says it's cool.
No, it's very good. Yes, they're delicious.
They are really good.
No influencer has ever said acai bowl is good.
Yeah, I get the berry bowl. It has blueberries, strawberries,
it's
really honey.
I like acai in my
smoothies. You know what those are? Parfaits. Right?
No, there's no yogurt.
Parfait?
But that's what
a bougie parfait.
That's what it is. They're spending money on something that they could get at any grocery store, and they want it. It's just because this influencer said it.
I agree with you most of the time, Wiggy. The parfait, though, is there is the base of the acai bowl is this, like, very sweet, almost like frozen yogurt type, like in between a shake and a frozen yogurt type base that is excellent.
I'm not saying they're brother and sister.
No, but you're right.
Related.
One is like $6, $1.16 just because it's got a Hawaiian name.
A parfait comes, if one of the flavors that you come in is butterscotch, that's for old people. Like,
why are we talking about butterscotch? I'm just talking about like the parfait has fruit and yogurt in it. The acai bowl has fruit and
parfait is ice cream. It's not yogurt. Like,
you can do a yogurt parfait.
Yeah. No. Okay. All right. Anyway, please, can we get to what is trending?
Yes.
This is the latest we've ever met.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. The Red Sox beat the Blue Jays in 10 innings. Final score 6-5 yesterday. That's their fourth win in a row. Alex Cora called this one the most satisfying win, as featured on last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
It's just fun. It was fun. We put ourselves in this position, and obviously it's not a perfect one, but for us, it's just go out there and try to make it count, you know, and the boys, they did an amazing job fighting all the way to the end. We use everybody, you know, and it was one of the most gratifying wins since I've been here.
You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store, NissanUSA.com, today. Another one in Toronto tonight, 7:07, first pitch with Richard Fitz getting the start. You can hang out with Coop at 6:07 for the MassMutual pregame show, and then Will Fleming and Lou Merlone have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI, and as always on the Odyssey app. Today only, stop into your local Shaw's or Star Market for their daily deal. Today's daily deal is Sushi Madness. Pick up select varieties for $6 each. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 59 degrees, cloudy skies in Boston. Afternoon high 66.
Tomorrow, we are at Foxwoods for the Echo Store Invitational, and we will be joined by Jake Knapp of the PGA Tour there tomorrow morning at Alta Strata on this show. And Red Sox front office report as the season comes to a close with Craig Breslow at 9 on tomorrow's show. Sincere thanks to King's Dining and Entertainment for the food this morning. I don't know where you are on the Crab Rangoons, but the Buffalo, here, I'll show this on Twitch. You should watch this show on Twitch. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI. We got Buffalo Crab Rangoons. We got Chicken Wangs, Wiggy.
Mm-hmm. Waffle fries.
Yeah, good stuff. Whole from bunch King's. Stuff.
Burgers.
And I will remind you, we were just talking about how expensive things are. Any King's location, Monday Night Football, free Wangs.
Uh-oh.
With your order, you order drinks, whatever, and you end up with free Wangs.
That's a good deal.
When you go to King's.
That's a great deal. So.
King's is actually really impressive because I think it's hard when you go to a place that's mostly gaming or like some type of activity and have good food. Like their bar food area is just as good as the entertainment area.
Yes, it's a great spot. And they are all over the place. So you can go to King's in the Back Bay or Burlington or Linfield or the Seaport or Dedham. And if you want, real quick right now, we can give away a party for you and five friends with yours truly. I will throw my bowling shoes on that have been sprayed properly beforehand and join you for bowling and pizza and food at King's. So you got to be the ninth caller right now on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937. And you and five friends will join me at King's. That's the grand prize. You will go bowling, appetizers, pizza, all that stuff at your choice of King's locations.
Reminder, so. If it's a group of women, that when he is taken.
I am taken,
a
yes.
A taken man.
That, Courtney. Thank
so.
You. Thank you. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Celtics back to work on Friday. That is Joe Mazzulla at Media Day yesterday. And the goal, obviously, is to do it again, Wiggy.
To win a chip. And that is Joe Mazzulla, a.k.a. Clapback Joe, a.k.a. We got a target on our chest, Joe, and a.k.a. best coach in the NBA right
whoa,
now.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Yes.
Best coach in the NBA right now?
Who's better?
Eric Spoelstra?
No.
To think of how young Joe Mazzulla is and what he's done with this team.
What has he done with this
getting
team?
Getting them all on the same page. Yep. Curtis, how much different are the actual players on this team than they were under Brad Stevens?
Are the Celtics the most talented team in the NBA?
No, I would think a lot of people would say no.
No, I'm asking you.
But, no.
Well, who would say, they'd say Dallas is more talented?
They would say Dallas. There would be teams that say Milwaukee.
There'd be people that say Milwaukee.
There would be people that say Denver.
What, in what way are Dallas more talented than the Celtics?
Well, there are people that would say Luka.
I'm not asking about people.
Because I'm telling you, you're asking me.
Right, and then you're saying there would be people.
No, but I'm a Celtics homer, so I'm going to always say the Celtics, but I'm giving you the national narrative of why people would say Dallas, because people think Luka Doncic is better than Jason Tatum.
But Curtis, clearly, you think that they're the most talented team in the NBA, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, no. But how much different are they right now than they were under Brad Stevens, that they were under Ime?
They won two more games than they did with Ime in the
season. No, I'm saying the players on the team. Like, how much different talent-wise
the
are they now?
The only difference is Porzingis.
Okay.
So, Wiggy and I agree that the biggest difference was getting rid of Marcus Smart, which allowed Jalen and Jason to be
who they
are.
You're not letting me finish my question. Ooh. All I'm saying that is if you're going to come at Joe Mazzulla was able to get all of these great players, this very talented team, on the same page. Other coaches haven't been able to win a championship with these same guys.
Right, because Marcus Smart was on the team, precluding them from being a unit. That subtraction was an addition to the success of the organization. I think, of course, Eric Spoelstra wins a championship with this team. Of course.
So, Curtis, who would you say is currently, if it's not Joe Mazzulla, who is the best coach?
I would probably say Spoelstra. Yeah. Every year he gets more out of less. But, I mean, I'm not saying that Mazzulla should be fired. I was dead wrong. He won a championship. I was wrong 1,000 times. But to say he's the best coach in the NBA.
He is.
That's like saying the Yankees manager is always the best manager.
But you don't have the best team in the NBA. The majority of people, NBA insiders, would say that the Celtics don't have the best roster.
I mean, you look at the addition of Porzingis. And granted, he, you know, wasn't available throughout the entire regular season last year. But this team is, Curtis is right.
They're good.
They're not top, good. They're the best team in the NBA. They're the overwhelming favorite to win again. Overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
They have more than twice. They're plus 300.
I mean, if
the second favorite
is plus 700. The best coach?
I just said
because he's won more than one title.
Okay.
Didn't you say he brought the big three together? Who got them on the same page?
Let me ask you this question. When he won his championships, did he not have the best team in the NBA, hands down, with LeBron James, D. Wade, and Chris Bosh?
Yes, he did.
Exactly. And we didn't say he was the best coach.
No. But
nobody said he was. He was a punchline.
The overwhelming majority of people back then, when Spoelstra was the coach of the Heat during them championship runs, would hands down say Miami has the best talent because they have LeBron and D-Wade. The majority of people, NBA people, out throughout the circuits all over the country would not say the Celtics have the best talent.
I don't know what you're talking about. They are overwhelming favorites.
You asked the question.
They're the overwhelming favorites. They have the best roster in the NBA.
No. You asked the question. They have the best roster. And I said the majority of people, NBA people, would tell you they don't.
They are more than twice as likely to be the favorite to win the championship, according to the latest odds.
Because they have a good roster and they have a great coach.
When it comes to a good roster and a great coach and a great player. But when it comes to starting five, not just your big two, they probably have the best starting five in the league. How many
people, Greg, when the Heat won with LeBron, Bosh and D. I'm asking Greg a question.
Uh-huh.
Greg, how many people, when they won, said Eric Spoelstra is the best coach in the NBA?
Not many.
That would be zero.
Because they were hands down the best talent.
Right. Then Eric Spoelstra got a lot of respect and adoration because he beat this Celtics team and got to an NBA final.
Right.
And that is how he established himself as a very respected coach
in the
NBA.
But you don't have hands down the best talent. And Greg, to your point of your starting five, Jason Tatum clearly is a All-NBA player. Yeah. But the guy can't even get off the end of the bench in the Olympics.
Oh, so, that's a good rubric.
Jalen Brown. Drew Holiday.
But these are guys.
Huge.
Porzingis.
But these are guys.
Porzingis.
But these are guys. Porzingis, when he was in Dallas.
And then throw Derek White in. It's a really, really, really good
starting. D. White came out of nowhere, though. We can all agree. But that's what I'm saying.
You're giving credit to Joe Mazzulla on that.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's what I'm saying. And like the whole national narrative after they won was like they only won because they had an easy road. Yeah. So they're not putting it on the talent.
And
they're the overwhelming favorites to win it all.
And before Porzingis got here, Porzingis was a guy that was viewed as an underachiever.
Because he couldn't stay healthy.
Because he was in Dallas. Yeah, part of it, he couldn't stay healthy.
No, that was it. It wasn't that he couldn't achieve.
No. But part of it, he couldn't stay healthy. But when he was in New York, he wasn't able to elevate that team. Mm-hmm. Right? So Porzingis comes here as a really good basketball player, and you start to look at the starting five. Drew Holiday, another one. Great role player when he was in Milwaukee.
Wiggy thinks the Bucks have a better roster than the Celtics.
You don't think that people will view the Bucks, their roster is better?
No, nobody
does. Lillard, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Oh, speaking of can't stay healthy.
Middleton, Brooke Lopez.
Let's see what the odds are. Where are the Bucks here? They are not even in the top five in odds to win the championship. They are at plus 1,200, four times less likely.
Yeah, but that's based on Vegas.
Wait, okay, who puts money in Vegas?
I don't know. What do you mean who puts money in
Vegas? People who know about the NBA.
Who's the odds on favorite to win the championship in the NFL this year,
Sean? The Chiefs.
Do they have the best roster?
No, they have the best player at the most important position.
Right.
They don't.
So when you look at the Celtics, and that's why I said the majority of NBA talking heads would tell you that the Celtics don't have the best roster.
Does anybody else here think the Bucks have a better roster than the Celtics?
Not
no, I'm asking everybody else
right,
here.
But you're asking You're asking fans. You're asking homers.
Okay, so who should I ask?
Oh, ask NBA. Ask any NBA insider.
Okay, I will. Let's do that today.
Oh, who's the guy that we had on the phone? We had on one time that called up and what was his name?
That's a great idea.
I'm trying to think of
on the show.
Jerry?
A lot.
No, we had the guy on who said the things about Jason
Tatum. Derek, the Steelers fan?
No, Jason.
Oh, you mean Doug Gottlieb?
Doug Gottlieb, right? Didn't want to play for a black coach.
He's the coach of, like, UW something.
But he's a basketball insider.
We got to take a quick break. I allowed this show to get completely off schedule.
It's a great conversation. I'm just giving you facts, Mike.
I appreciate it. Wiggy says Joe Mazzulla, the best coach in the NBA.
Find me a better one.
Find him a better one.
Coach Spo got screwed in Miami. He should have been coach of the year.
We will be right back.